Firebird is a very, very great, huge, giant 20th century landmark score. So you have to approach it with some trepidation and hopefully have a good idea or two. The music tells you what to do. I find that as a choreographer, I try not to impose an awful lot of concept on things. I like the music to tell me what to do next, and often it does. Either in dreams or consciously, the music tells me what to do. And Firebird especially, when you hear that monster music, it just dances in your head.
I was able to see some of the rehearsal for Firebird. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting watching you direct the scene with the monsters. What is it like putting this together?
Because we're a smaller company, I approached it as having a certain number of dancers, most of the boys. I can use them as the monsters. And they jump around and they're scary and violent and all that stuff, and that's great. But I augmented it with children because I like to work with children on the stage if it's appropriate. And so I wanted to thread the students in with the company so that the monster scene was very large. So I tried to make it a big scene with a lot of people and a lot of chaos. I think chaos is the chief goal in any monster scene in Firebird. It has to be chaotic because at the end, you know, he does take out the sword and he ends the chaos.
Having the right dancer, especially to pull off Firebird, I've heard is really important to being able to bring this one-act ballet together. Who did you find to play Firebird?
Heather Hawk is really one of the most interesting dancers I've ever worked with. She has a sense of music. She has a sense of movement that's entirely her own. She's classically trained, but she does things that nobody else can do. And it's not strength or more turns or higher jumps or anything like that.
What is it?
Acrobats do that. Heather's an artist. The way she interprets music, you'll show a step, and Heather will do that step. It's not exactly what you showed her. It's much better. Mm-hmm. And so for me, to make Firebird on her was a really, really special and wonderful experience. And she's fulfilled everything I dreamed about the role.
This ballet, composed by Igor Stravinsky, it was his very first ballet.
Right.
And revolutionary on a number of fronts. Why was that?
Ballet music used to be sort of disgraceful. You know, there was a lot of really cheap, bad music to accompany ballet. Stravinsky completely exploded all notions of what ballet music could be. And, you know, when he wrote The Firebird, it was really the first great national Russian ballet. And Stravinsky loved folk music, and he did a lot of research, and he found a lot of folk tunes. And some of those are in almost all of his music, but certainly there is some in Firebird. And he composed something that just was completely, absolutely different. Nobody had ever heard music like this before. And he was 28 years old.
So he was really young.
He was really young. It was
his first ballet?
First ballet score. He'd never written a ballet before. And so he really embodied the fairy tale in every single note of the music. And that had really never happened before in ballet. And he also forced the audience to understand that a ballet is not just dancing. It's the music. The music is the floor for the ballet. No choreographer now thinks of not working closely with the music, closely with the designer, making sure the costumes and the scenery all have everything to do with what they want. It's not just you pick out different stuff and just glop it on stage. And that used to be what ballet was.
You mentioned that Firebird was performed many, many years ago, and it was quite popular.
Right.
And you don't often hear a Firebird being performed. Why do you think that is?
Ballet used to deal a lot with fairy tales and supernatural beings, Giselle, Swan Lake, all these things. They dealt with all that sort of things. Now you go to the ballet and it's Dracula, it's Liaison Dangereuse, it's Streetcar Named Desire. You know, you look at the ballets that are being produced now by choreographers. People are less interested in fairy tales, and they're more interested in, you know, Jersey Shore types of ideas. And I find this puzzling. It's a little bit distressing. People don't want to escape anymore. They want to plunge ever deeper into reality, which I, as a choreographer, find very unusual because I love to escape into the world of ballet and music. I mean, that's a great escape.